After being held in a Chinese prison, a Detroit man is home. Wendell Brown was greeted by friends and family at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. He went to China to coach American football there, but an incident in a bar in 2016 led to a criminal conviction that Brown still disputes. Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman was at the airport when Brown arrived early this morning, and he joins me now. Hi, Bryce.
How's it going, Doug?
Good. Bryce, let's start with a little bit about Wendell Brown's life. How did he end up going to China to coach football?
Well, yeah, he played college football for Ball State, and then after that, he went to the CFL and bounced around some teams, played in Austria, and then eventually he moved to China, Chongqing, China, where he was coaching American football.
So what do we know about the bar fight that led to Brown being held in prison?
Yeah, so what we know is that in 2016, a man accused Brown of pushing him down and assaulting him at a bar after the man allegedly threw some bottles at him. So Brown and his friends and family still dispute that, but regardless, he was arrested for it.
Brown spent about 2 years in prison in China before finding out his sentence, and then that sentence was 4 years. How did he get out before completing it?
Well, basically what happened was the Chinese legal system doesn't have that many laws that protect foreigners and expats. So when people were coming forward to say, hey, Brown is innocent, and even when his accuser said, hey, I messed up, I lied about this, the Chinese legal system basically had to find a way to say, well, you've served this much time, let's figure out a way for you to not have to spend any more time here.
Bryce, what did Wendell Brown and his family have to say when he arrived at the airport today?
It was a lot of hugs, a lot of kisses, a lot of tears. But there was also a lot of joy in the room. They were just so happy to see him again and see that he's happy and positive in spirit. And he actually was greeted by his mom in L.A. yesterday when he first got back to the States.
It's a time I've been waiting for, you know, to have to communicate through letters and not be able to see her face and not be able to hear her voice and to finally get to see that beautiful smile of hers. It just gave me life.
He was actually greeted by about 15 to 20 friends and family members at the airport, who some of them had gotten there as early as 5 a.m. this morning. So although they were there early, they were definitely happy and energetic once he got off the plane.
And Bryce, what do we know about his experience in China before he was arrested?
Well, he actually said he loved it over there. He loved being able to work with kids and work with people to teach them a sport that he's loved ever since he was small. So he really has no negative feelings towards China or Chinese people. He really loved his time there before this incident.
So is this over for him, or does he plan to take any other actions to try to clear his name?
Well, from what I understand, he is a free man. He has no ambitions of trying to fight his case any longer. He's just trying to enjoy his freedom and time with his family. I do know he plans to do some speaking engagements in the future to share his story and eventually help other people who are in similar situations abroad.
Okay, that's Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman reporting on the homecoming of Detroit resident and former Ball State football player Wendell Brown, who was just released from a Chinese prison. Bryce, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
This is Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.